Dean Bell on the line, of course, and that is fantastic for us because warrior number one, one of the most respected men that has ever played the game in this country. But I'm sure where he sits, Dean, he might be just a tad worried as well because this team is so full of talent. It's got the best coaching staff we could probably put together, but at the moment they're just not fronting up to the degree that they have to. Dean Bell, good morning to you, and really thank you for your time.
Yeah, no problem at all. Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying about the Warriors, and we all sort of wake up the next morning disappointed after a performance like that. But it's really hard to find out what's going wrong, really. I think it's just maybe a mental thing, I think. I mean, as you say, they've got the talent and everything, but just they're in the tough moments of the game and they're just letting themselves down.
Talk about, can we talk about, first of all, the defensive side of things? And you were part of, you know, of that and controlling the wings, etc. You were the inside tackler when a wing situation outside of you. They seem to be getting beat outside, on the outside, a bit too readily, close to the touchline.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's for everyone to see, you know, that we can see where the weaknesses have been. And, you know, I think that, yeah, there's a little bit of inexperience there. But at the same time, I mean, sometimes, you know, some of our young players have to learn those lessons, and they're harsh lessons, I know. But yeah, I mean, you know, the wings seem to be coming in off the wings and really not getting their timing right. If you're going to come in, you've got to make sure you stop the ball going to the outside. And, and our wingers aren't doing that at the moment. They're coming in and, you know, the centre or whoever's got the ball is getting the ball away. And, you know, and that's really hard to cover for any cover defence when you get beat on the outside because there's not much of that coming across. So, yeah, it is a thing that, you know, will be concerning the coaching staff, that's for sure.
It was really apparent yesterday when Sean Johnson found his radar in terms of distance, in other words, where the kicks became a little bit more contestable, that the Warriors' attack force changed markedly. Now, in the first half, I counted 9 kicks in a row which were uncontestable to the same player, to the same left winger or fullback, deep in the half where the Warriors came up and just made tackles without the ability or the chance to contest, where other sides seems to do it more often than us, Dean.
Well, I think, you know, you could maybe put that down to not trying to change things as well. I mean, I think, you know, you've got to go in with a plan, but sometimes if that plan's not working, you've got to have the people there that can change things. And, you know, I think that's probably a part of, you know, what's letting them down too, is that, you know, if something doesn't work time after time after time, you don't keep doing it, do you? So it's really, you know, in the hands of Sean and the others to try different things. And and I know they've got a very, very, you know, good game plan, and it's a winning game plan, but sometimes, you know, things don't go according to that plan and you've got to be able to change it on the spot. And I think their defence is letting them down too. They've sort of that intensity in their defence that, you know, that we saw last year, for instance. And you know, being a good team is about, you know, performing week in and week out. You're only as good as your last game. So I think it's a little bit of a mental thing that, you know, they've had a couple of good starts and then they've ended up losing games. So, you know, that shouldn't happen. Not if you're up for the game and if you're, you know, got your mental sort of, you know, approach is all good. Well, then, you know, that shouldn't happen to you. You know, you actually put your foot on the throat when you get them, you know, you get them 12-0, you know, early on. You're at home, you know, there's a lot of things going for you. And that's when, you know, that real sort of tough mentality has to come out that, let's finish these guys off. But we just don't seem to be having that at the moment.
Who drives that? Should that have to be driven, or should that be an individual thing, Dean?
Oh, it's really an individual thing, I think, you know. And we, you know, maybe they're just going through a bit of a phase that, I don't know, it's just, it's really hard to explain sometimes because, you know, they're playing good enough football to be competitive, but they're not really playing that they don't really have that killer instinct that they had last year. You know, it's just gone missing. It's, you know, it's gone AWOL somewhere. So it's only them, only they can find that. And I think that's, you know, that's a it does come down to an individual thing. I think you said it at the start. I mean, you know, their coaching staff will have them well prepared. They're not going to lose games because of the lack of preparation. I mean, you know, they don't go from being a, you know, like a top four looking side to, you know, to the bottom half of the table side overnight. So, yeah, that's just a mental thing that I think the players have got to really get to grips with themselves.
When you look at some of the yardage, two or three of the opposition players made yesterday, you know, with players, Warriors, defenders on their backs, basically they were walking them down the field. Do you think it's not something you can do a hell of a lot about either? Do you think they're big enough? Warriors, are they big enough to, you know, to compete week after week?
Yeah, I do. I do think they are, because when those same players that we've all got behind, you know, so well over the last sort of 18 months or so, they've done the job for them. But for some reason, yeah, they're just not winning that battle in the middle. And if you don't win that, as we know, you know, you could also look at sort of the wingers aren't sort of making those inroads as much as they did before. But don't forget, you know, like, there's a lot more sort of homework done on our team now, because, you know, people do see us as a big threat. So, you know, they're doing things to stop what we do well. So, you know, there are two sides to it. And if you look at the Dragons game last week, I mean, they probably put in their best performance for many a year. And, you know, they showed a lot of sort of desire to defend. And, you know, that's the hard part of the game, because the attacking part is easy. But the hard part of the game is defence. And that's where we're not stepping up. And, you know, we're not defending as well as we all can, you know what I mean, as a team, as individuals, you know. So, and that's a mindset thing, really.
Yesterday, I think it's fair to say that when it came to anywhere near close to the line, our best attacker was Adam Fanua-Blake. Of course, Dean, we're losing him at the end of the year for James Fisher-Harris. Mm. Who's going to carry the ball for, you know, that strongly? Who's going to be that threat for Blake, who, you know, I think all of a sudden was yesterday's performance was an illustration of how hard it might be to get someone for him.
Well, I mean, you know, we were very happy when James Fisher-Harris was announced. So, you know, I don't think we should go back on that. I think, you know, obviously we've got an amazing, fantastic leader as a replacement, probably as good as you could ever get, to be fair. But Adam Fanua-Blake brings different things, and I totally agree with you. He's a bit special, you know, a guy that size and, you know, having that footwork, able to break the line, you know, to score tries, you know, it's very rare. I mean, I don't think anybody else in the game actually does that. So it's hard to replace somebody like that, but that's where somebody else has to step up. I mean, you know, the New South Wales Cup team have got some really good young forwards coming through, and James Fisher-Harris is obviously going to be a big part of actually developing those players too. So I don't think there's too much to panic about. I mean, it's really about making sure you've got threats everywhere. And, you know, the more experience some of these young players get, the better they will become.
Sean Johnson has, you know, I think the performance of the side almost reflects the performance of Sean Johnson. You know, and I just wonder whether he is getting enough help in the other playmaker role. At the moment, it's Tamaiti Martin. We've got injuries, of course, to Metcalf, Shamel, Harris DeVita is due back at some stage. But I just wonder if we, you know, if he's going to be the playmaker at every single play, as it almost appeared yesterday. Mm. He becomes a pretty easy target, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, he does. Yeah, and Sean's playing the best footy of his career too. So, you know, there's no doubt that he's stepping up. But I'm a big fan of Tamari Martin. I think when he's at his best, he's a good player. But I do think he has to have more of a hand in it. As you say, it's like if he got just sort of that one playmaker, you really make it easy for the opposition, don't you? You know, you start blocking his options, you start, you know, frustrating him, basically. That's about Tamari stepping up, because he's certainly got the talent. I'm a big fan of his.
And so far, out of well, there was a lot of speculation, and you'd have had some thoughts on it initially, but it looks like they've sorted themselves out in terms of where Roger should play and where Ofelisi Shanster should occupy that jersey he played so well in last year. Are they using them the right way? Because given space, I mean, they both step as good as anyone in the league. They're so penetrating.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Shans is a really good fullback. I mean, and obviously you're not going to turn down getting a player of Rogers' calibre and what he offers. I suppose, you know, for those pathway players, and you know, he's a great team leader, Roger. You know, he may not be the captain, but you know, when he talks, you know, the young players will listen. And so you still need those players in your side, and so you're not going to turn it down. I mean, Shans is better at fullback. Roger will do an outstanding job at centre, but he'll still do an outstanding job at fullback too. So it's, you know, it's nice to have that luxury of because, I mean, fullback is a really, really important position these days. And I would like to see Shans, to be fair, really probably not doing so much work in the middle of the field. He does it well, I must admit, but I think he can offer more options and threat a little bit wider out too. You see others doing in other teams, you know, just coming outside and inside the centres, which will give, you know, the centres more options too. So I think, you know, that's maybe a work on for him to actually offer a little bit more variety to his game, because I'm a massive fan of his.
Well, it's 2 weeks before they come home again, Dean, to get those 25,000 people on their back. But they've got a couple of really tough little gigs coming up, and one against the Knights, who are a bit unpredictable but a threat, and the Roosters, who absolutely dealt to the Dragons yesterday, 60 points to 18. Mm. So there is no respite in this competition.
No, there's not. And maybe that's an example of how well the Dragons played against the Warriors last week. You know, the energy levels are obviously down against the Roosters. I didn't see the game, but I mean, obviously I've seen the scoreline this morning. But teams are going to up their game now, you know, and you do expect to, you know, you're playing the Titans. They haven't won a game this year. You're playing the Titans at home. You do expect to win that. So, we're all disappointed. But, you know, we can all be critical, but you still have faith in them because, you know, they're the same team that were playing so well. So, you know, I'm not thinking that they need to make sort of wholesale changes to the team. But I think, you know, the selections are probably picked themselves. You know, I know Jazz probably is not in the best, Chaz Tafanga, not in the best form, but I'd like to see him and Dylan on the bench because, you know, they set the toughness for the team, you know. They can make the hard yards. They have that aggression. You know, they have the opposition wary of where they are, you know. So I do think they'll miss Jazz for a while. He just seems to get injury after injury at the moment. So maybe he's just going through that phase when it would happen sometimes in your career. So, but we've just got to be a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more dominant in the middle of the park. And as I say, defence wins footy games, that's for sure.
And just going forward, outside of the Warriors' performance as such, you've been involved in the past in recruiting and development. What do you make of the signing of Jet Cleary?
Yeah, it's interesting. I know nothing about him. So, obviously he's got a hard act to follow in his brother, who will go down as one of the greatest ever. But the Warriors must see something in him. And I think I was just saying to someone the other week that you've really got to have a good plan to replace Sean, whether it be, you know, this year, next year, or whatever. So that he seems to be part of that plan. So that's good to see. They've got faith in this young guy. That's great. So it just shows that, you know, they're really getting their pathways, get on top of that at the moment. And because, you know, Sean's going to be hard to replace, but, you know, no one's... I'm always of the... of the opinion that no one's irreplaceable, that's for sure. So it's just a matter of now, that's if he's their man, well, that's great. Let's put some time and energy into him and make sure he steps up when he needs to.
Dean Bell, fantastic for you to make yourself available for us this morning and give us your honest thoughts of where you think they're at and what they got to do. It's an intriguing puzzle, but I'll tell you what, Dean. There's been fewer times in the history of the Warriors that there's been less. More interest, isn't it? I mean, that's the good thing. Yeah. People are caring. Yeah. People are interested. People are reinvesting, regardless.
Yeah.
And you know that from day one. How good that is.
Well, and I think that's why we're so disappointed, because we know they're capable of more. And, you know, I mean, and don't worry, I mean, the coaching staff will be the most disappointed, as will the players be. So they'll do something about it. I mean, you know, I think we've got enough faith in them, well, I certainly have, that, you know, they are good enough to bounce back too. So, like we always say, keep the faith.
Yeah, keep the faith. We'll continue to do that. Dean Bell, thank you very much for your time and your thoughts this morning. Really appreciate of that. Have a terrific weekend.
No problem at all.
Thank you.
Okay.